Overall thoughts, girls played extremely hard. It's a kind of a unique thing with this team. They have consistently worked hard every single chance they've had to get on the floor. Never once giving up, never once questioned whether or not, you know, they kind of throw in the towel. This group works extremely hard. And just a little bit of short on the volleyball experience-wise compared to some of the other teams we went up against. But cannot question how hard they work on the floor throughout the whole thing. And finished fourth overall at the region tournament. Craig finished one, Klawock finished two, which we kind of matched the seedings, you know, going into the tournament, but had the chance to make some upsets happen. So it was great.
Just to go through the matches, you opened up against Metlakatla, the 5 seed, and dispatched them pretty handily.
Yeah, pretty handily. Our team was hitting really well offensively, and kind of the one big thing that we were constantly working on was not getting our passes too tight to the net, which kind of puts us at a disadvantage, and we did really well against Metlakatla. Our outside hitters and middles both had really successful games against them, and defense played well. And then the next match, we matched up with Craig, which I thought we matched up really well against, and actually took set one. I mean, that was the second time we've taken match one from them. Had some really good momentum going in to game two, and then they kind of snuck that one out from us. Game three was another close one with them, and just couldn't put the ball away against their very experienced, really great ball control team. In Craig, and then game four, we lost that one too. So kind of went up early, played tight the whole entire time, and the experience and their ball control did really well, but we played very tough in that match too.
And then I think later on that day, Tuesday, you were up against Haynes again, right?
Yep, up against Haynes, coming back, trying to get through the loser's bracket, and then did really well against Haynes, dispatched him pretty quickly. And all of our players got court time this weekend, which is great, trying to just get, you know, into a flow of things and get a rhythm. And then by beating Haynes in three, kind of set up the match for us to go against Klawock, which was not really an upset, but just a number 3 seed beat a 2 seed. Rangel played well against Klawock and beat them in the winner's bracket, so Klawock kind of dropped down. We matched up with Klawock, which I thought we would have a really good chance, and pulled off game one. And game two, three, and four, just amazingly coming back. We dropped down pretty early in the games. At one point, it was 8-0 in game two. Every game, we were fighting back from about a 7-2 deficit, and climbed back in to have game point twice in game three, and just couldn't put the ball away against a very experienced team in Klawock, and they ended up beating us in four, and they ended up beating Wrangell in the play-in game to get to the region championship. So overall, real good tournament, but just a little bit short on some of them. Yeah.
Okay. Yep. That wraps up the career for a number of seniors for you, and give me your thoughts looking forward to next season.
Yeah, wrapped up the careers for our 5 seniors, Nina McKay, Brooklyn Dormer, Kiana Cavisto, Miranda Nielsen, our Sian Tatum Hagerman, our 5 seniors that'll be moving on. But for next year, looking at a very experienced crew, a lot of court time for them with our sophomores and juniors, you know, coming back next year. But they're looking forward to next year already, which is really good for them. And they should be a well-versed team, very talented team athletically as well. And now just need to get the volleyball IQ increased on certain plays and certain situations. But looking forward to next year. It'll be really good.